and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsagiri, and by myself, Hercules Ganam. Today, we'll be listening to instrumental versions of rebetiko songs arranged by one of Greece's top composers. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, rebetiko instrumentals by Manos Hadzidakis. On the 31st of January 1949, the composer Manos Hadzidakis gives his famous lecture on rebetiko at the Art Theater of Carolus Kuhn. With his lecture, Manos Hadzidakis redefines the position of rebetiko. At that time, rebetiko was spreading to the popular neighborhoods and gradually breaking through their boundaries. The authorities were chasing it. The bourgeois and intellectuals despised it. In this context, Manos Hadzidakis, then a young composer, dared to give a lecture on the emergence of rebetiko as the foundation stone of modern Greek popular music. He introduces Markos Vambakaris and Sotiria Bellou, who sang in front of the astonished audience at the Art Theatre. Today, we will accompany the rebetiko instrumentals of Hadzidakis with excerpts from that lecture. Thank you. Hatzidakis begins. Wartime. I'm walking with a friend along an empty, frozen road lit by the pale moonlight alone. The delicate but penetrating sound of a bouzouki, as though reflected on the asphalt, is following us step by step. My friend is trying to explain to me the escapist tendency and the persistence to this end of the four notes in the song I Am Off to Africa. In vain did he try to convey his emotion to me and also show me the relation of this escapist tendency, as he called it, to the occasioned atmosphere in the city of Athens. For my part, justifiably, perhaps due to my young age, I kept contradicting him with the usual arguments so common to Athenians of a certain age, that the songs were crude, cheap, and vulgar. Later on, this same friend, along this same road, spoke to me about something new. But now it was summer and the asphalt smelled. The darkness was similar, only the heat melted the voices into fixed shadows across the houses. There was something fluid all around us. A new rebetiko cry, new to me, that is, spread on the narrow, dirty pavements of Piraeus and Athens. We listened to the first strophe. What I went through to win you over, my noble woman, powerful enchantress. And my friend spoke, touching on the unfulfilled eroticism that made the atmosphere so stifling. A few years passed whose strain rendered them endless. Many things happened meanwhile and went on happening. There came the liberation of Greece from the German yoke. My generation matures before its time, having behind it the crucible of war. The Rebetiko, having played with extreme and instinctive humor at intervals around dramatic circumstances, delves into its basic and important themes with greater anguish. Love and escape. And Hadzidakis continues. The unfulfilled eroticism of Rebetiko goes with primitive intensity from an utmost cynical stance to love's extensive Christian bounds, and its escapism is brought on by weakness, since conditions remain as hard as steel when man seeks to love with all his might and as much as possible. This is basically the Rebetiko's main theme today. And however naive these conditions might seem to us, we cannot deny the fact that the eroticism produced by the long-drawn sounds of the Zeibekiko circulates in our midst even in various complex shapes, even from different causes. Thank you. And now we come to one of the main arguments advanced by elitists against the Rebetiko. It's sick, they say somberly, whereas the demotic songs are healthy, upstanding, and they proceed to shake their heads meaningfully. I am convinced that our demotic songs are as vexing to them as the Rebetiko songs, only they won't admit that they don't like them. It's like saying that they don't like Shakespeare, for example, or something of the sort. They can put up with demotic songs, but not Rebetiko songs. The latter is something that circulates in their midst and they can discard it, or so they think, considering that for now it hasn't been placed in golden frames. The elitists tend to forget that our day and age has nothing in common with the time of the Klefts, irrespective of the fact that the heroism of our armed forces ranks with the likes of Karaiskakis and Kolokotronis. These people conveniently ignore our times, and also that folk songs reflect with unique brilliance not only class or category of people, but the influences of an entire era upon a nation and its local customs. Our age is neither heroic nor epic, and the aftermath of the Second World War left problems unsolved and falling into abeyance. These abeyant problems are not confined to the political and social sectors, but are diffused with equal force into philosophy and art. Imagine then all this accumulated vitality and also beauty of a nation like ours seeking an outlet, means of expression, contact with the outer world, while being confronted with the aforesaid principal features of our times and the even more harsh conditions prevailing in the country. Vitality is waning, the spirit is ailing, beauty remains. That's the Rebetiko, that's its thematic source. I repeat, an unfulfilled but fervid eroticism whose intensity lends a universal character to it, and an urgent need to escape reality with such intoxicants as hashish and other drugs whose use typifies the passiveness of the pertinent social class. Without a doubt, you will have discerned that the ailing condition of today's folk songs is not the outcome of excessive maturity, as the decadence between the two wars, especially in France, and thus not something rotten, but a mass of vital energy without an exit, without contacts, suffering, one could say, from robust health. However, both circumstances spell decadence, but with an important difference. One stems from life and the other from death. For one to ignore reality, and in fact the reality of one's own country, has only himself to blame. These are trying years, and folk songs express the truth and nothing but the truth. Thank you. Hatzidakis's lecture goes on. Now, some of you might say, fine, what you have said is true and we go along with it. But what is there to convince us that, as you imply, today's folkloric expression is connected with the demotic and Byzantine musical tradition and not something peculiar to a certain category of people? Such a question is only to be expected, even though I was quite succinct when I mentioned earlier the strong affiliation between the rebetiko and the public at large. This way, the argument that it expresses personal feelings is totally unfounded. So, there remains for us to study its Greek nature, if and to what extent rebetiko has an affinity with our folkloric tradition and what elements it draws from it. The rebetiko succeeds to unite in a marvelous way lyrics, music, and motion. From the song's composition to its execution, the conditions are instinctively prepared for this triple expressive coexistence, which at times, on reaching perfection, resembles the form of ancient tragedy. The composer is also a poet and an instrumentalist. His basic instruments are the bouzouki, a long-necked stringed instrument, probably of Turkish origin, that resembles a mandolin, and the baglama, a variation of the Cretan lira and that of other islands, much smaller in size and plucked with a pick. Thank you. The song's composition is naturally based on dance movements with three characteristic rhythms: zeybekiko, hasapiko, and serviko. Rebetiko songs are based on these rhythms, and when we follow their melodic line, we can clearly see the influences of Byzantine music. Not only by studying the scales, which the instinct of folk instrumentalists leave unchanged, but also the descent and specified scheme of tonal intervals and the manner of execution. Their source is quite obvious, the austere and unaffected hymnody. Not that demotic songs have not channeled their elements into rebetiko songs, but not so many. When it comes to studying the nature of the songs, we immediately discover that basic reserved characteristic, so consistently maintained by virtue of being genuinely Greek. In the melody, the lyrics, and the dance, there is neither outburst nor fitfulness nor tension. There is no passion. There is life in the broadest sense. Everything is given sparingly, unobtrusively, often with astonishing inner power. But isn't this the principle, the grandest element that characterizes the Greek people?
Thank you.
Nowadays, which of the fine arts in this country can boast of having preserved this elemental Hellenism, the only true inheritance we possess, so paramount for its composition? What music can claim today that it exists beyond that of Byzantium, beyond demotic songs, and at worst, beyond the broken columns of the Parthenon and the Erechtheum, there where all these found themselves in their day and age? Rebetiko songs are genuinely Greek, uniquely Greek. Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the Rebetiko instrumentals of Manos Hadzidakis and his famous 1949 lecture on Rebetiko has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with a cover of Vasilis Tsitsanis' Cloudy Sunday. From our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and from myself, Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.